The total proposed budget for 2012-2013 is about $727 million. That's $6 million less than the current budget. The district's complete budget consists of four funds: general, food service, debt service, and grants. The largest and the only one the board and administration has much control over is the general fund, which is also the largest at $570 million for the next year. But it's far short of what's needed to maintain current staff and program levels. In her introduction Monday morning, Superintendent Carol Como described how large that shortfall between predicted revenues and existing programs is.
$29.5 million. But the board did authorize us to use $7 million in fund balance, so it got our budget gap down to $22.5 million. And that is what we have been working off of since that number was identified.
She says the shortfall stems from a variety of causes, such as inflation, increased labor, supply, and utility costs, but especially flat state funding support and Anchorage Assembly revenue restrictions. State revenues account for over 60% of the district's general funding. Local sources, primarily property taxes, approximately a third. The superintendent says the $22 million gap afflicts painful program changes and impacts classrooms.
Class sizes. We are recommending no change at the kindergarten through second grade level. In grade three, we're recommending a 0.5% increase. Grades four through eight, we're talking about increasing by one across, and 1.5 in grades 9 through 12.
The administration wants to keep 81 classroom teachers originally funded through a federal jobs bill that runs out this year. Como says that requires cutting other staff positions.
Because we're a people-intensive business, there are many position cuts, about 88 FTE.
The FTE, or full-time equivalency, translates into more than 88 positions because some are part-time. Program eliminations include high school graduation coaches, middle school career guides, and summer school.
We've said this repeatedly to the state and to the legislature. We are not funded for summer. We are not funded beyond the 180 days. And we believe that we need adequate funding within the school year first and foremost, and that's where we should be placing our major efforts.
Proposed reductions include elementary counselors, librarians and assistants, special education, English language learner and gifted education services, curriculum and instructional support, maintenance, warehouse, and custodial positions. Last year, the state legislature voted supplemental revenues beyond its basic funding. Como says the district should not assume the same thing will happen again this year. And even if such funding appears, it would be after the district's budget must be approved. If extra funding arises, then the school board faces the task of deciding what to restore. The board continues its department-by-department review of the administration's 2012-2013 proposed budget through today. The budget discussion then moves to formal consideration with public testimony on February 1st and 9th. After the school board adopts its budget, the Anchorage Assembly still must give final approval. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.